Here's a thought I'll title, After the Social Gathering. And I'm sure this is probably an experience that most of us have had at one point or another. There's a bunch of people over at the house, and you're having dinner or a barbecue or whatever. And in the course of normal conversation, by sheer coincidence and happenstance, the conversation rolls around to something that reminds you of a picture you could show at that point. Over the years, when this would happen to me, I would say, oh, let me go get a picture I want to show you, or a chapbook, or even a published book, and introduce it into the conversation. But what I've discovered is that it just doesn't work all that well for a couple of reasons. One is it interrupts the flow of the social event, which is not a good thing, I think. The second is it's sort of egotistical to bring total focus of the social setting onto me and my artwork, so I'm not very comfortable with that. But the straw that breaks the camel's back is the reaction that people will have to the artwork, which is rather fleeting and a less than intense relationship with the work of art, because, of course, it's the social event going on, and conversation is happening, and people don't want to disengage from all of that in order to look at the artwork. So what are we to do? The answer that I've developed for my work over the years is to simply provide everybody via email, after the social event, a direct link to the image on my website or to the downloadable PDF so that they can take a look at it on their time, at their schedule, at their leisure, and give it more attention than is likely to happen during the social gathering. The other thing that I've observed that's curious to me is all get out, is that if I do bring out work in a social setting, or maybe there's a print that's hanging on the wall that becomes the focus of people's attention in the social gathering, that the comments are usually, wow, that's really nice, or something along those lines. There are no questions, there's no follow-up, there's no in-depth examination of the work. They just sort of glance at it and they give it that instantaneous thumbs up, thumbs down. Where when I send someone a link to a picture or a PDF or I email them something that they can look at on their computer screen, it's not looking at the live artwork. It's not looking at a print. I understand that there's a compromise there. But their reaction to the work always seems to be more substantial. They'll ask questions. They'll make more extensive comments than I like or I dislike. Very rarely do I get someone who doesn't respond at all. Maybe that also is a social pressure kind of thing. But people do respond, and I find the comments that they make reflect a more considered approach when looking at the artwork, which is a good thing. I'd rather have people spend a little more time with my artwork on their schedule, at their home, at their comfort level, than feeling pressured to say something like, gee, I really like that, or isn't that nice, or some comment that indicates a less than powerful connection to the artwork. And finally, when I say, I have a PDF that addresses this issue, I'm happy to email it to you, people then have the option to either say, yes, here's my email address, or is it available on your website, which means they don't want to give me their email address. So it provides them an opt-out, if you will, and nobody's embarrassed if they don't want to give me their email and they don't want to look at the PDF. I'd rather know that and have that as the response rather than me pulling the artwork out of the closet and sort of putting everybody in an uncomfortable situation where they have to look at this artwork in the midst of the social gathering.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.